Okay, so the next presentation this morning is Kyoko Rice, who will be talking about provider capacity in counties with child health insurance expansions.
Hi, good morning. So I'm going to talk about provider capacity in children's health initiative. In California, we have a county-wide effort to children's health initiative to expand the health coverage to uninsured children in all uninsured children. Because California is unique, a lot of children is immigrant children and undocumented. So they have very unique, some kids have documented, and some kids is undocumented in same family. So Children's Health Initiative initiated an effort to cover all children. And we have no financial disclosure. So first, in 2001, that's when first Children's Health Initiative started. We looked at how many children were uninsured. It's about 1 million children uninsured. And out of that, about 18%, 189,000 is 0 to 5. 6 to 18 children is about 827,000. When you look at those uninsured children, it's about 80% of children living in Children's Health Initiative CHI counties. So their effort can significantly impact a lot of uninsured children in California. So what is the Children's Health Initiative? That's California's county's effort to provide health insurance, either healthy kids or CAL kids, to all children in low-income households. And first, Children's Health Initiative was formed in 2001. And currently, there's a 29 county have active CHI, providing healthy kids insurance program, or CAL kids, in their county. And CHI is county-based effort. It's collaboration with county health department, health plan, community-based organization, and their effort is not supported by federal or state funding, so they have to raise the fund by themselves. So that throws a challenge to them because 0 to 5 and 6 to 18 children have a two different funding stream. 0 to 5 children can use FAST 5 funding, tobacco settlement funding, so it's more stable funding source. For 6 to 18, they cannot use this 0 to 5 funding, so they have to raise the funding from philanthropies, county and city, health plan, hospital, local businesses, and individuals. So here is the county who has active CHI since 2001 to now. And that blue county is who offers the healthy kids. And most of our analysis is limited to the healthy kids. And the pink county is they offer the CAL kids program. So what's the Healthy Kids or CAL Kids? Healthy Kids is a county-based health insurance, and it's a comprehensive coverage. And CAL Kids is provide primary care and emergency care. So they provide basic care, but doesn't provide inpatient and more comprehensive care. But this is offered by nonprofit organization, so that smaller county with less funding still be able to offer some sort of insurance to their kids. And general qualifications for healthy kids and CAL kids, usually it mirrors healthy families, household income below 300 federal poverty level, and they are not eligible for Medi-Cal or healthy families. But those kids are usually eligible for Medi-Cal and healthy families if their immigration status are documented. So we are funded to do an evaluation study, the effort of Children's Health Initiative, and funded by California Endowment and FAST 5. And our evaluation actually includes outreach and enrollment activity, financial sustainability, provider capacity, coalition function, advocacy and political involvement, access and quality of care, and spillover effect of Medi-Cal and healthy families. So what we did is we conducted four interviews, each 2005, 2006, 2007, and 2008. And this is the interview to the CHI directors and sometimes coalition members. And we did a survey questionnaire done by online, telephone, or in person. And this is mostly their perception of what they perceive as a provider capacities are, financial sustainability. And then we also collected historical enrollment data for healthy kids and from inception of the program and updated each year. And we also collected a financial worksheet. This is their committed funding for healthy kids each year, so we added every year what they have committed funding for. And in addition, we also collected medical and healthy families enrollment data from California Department and Health Services and Mr. Mib, and also HEDIS data from OSHBOARD. And currently, we are working on healthy kids member survey, because most of our study up till now is focused on CHI directors, and now we are looking at from members' perspective what they think of it. So that's what we are working on right now. So the health insurance coverage status changed from 2001 to 2005. According to CHIS data, the uninsured rate dropped, and medical, healthy families, and other public program increased. So at least we can see, hopefully, that some of the effect of the CHI is showing reduced uninsured. So the healthy kids enrollment trend, just to show you, every county started at different point in time, so gradual increase, and we had a rapid increase, and then from 2006 on, it starts to show the decline slowly, so we haven't figured out exactly what's causing this yet. But it's a little bit alarming to have this decline. So now we asked CHI directors and up to five coalition members in the county how they perceive their provider capacity for healthy kids. And this is what they say. The primary access to care is usually generally okay, especially primary care. Everybody rated close to very good. And vision care, it's good. And other specialty, I think it's very good. And dental and mental health seems to be below the good. So they're having a problem getting access for those kids. And then we look at the geographic distribution. Do you think you have enough providers spread out in your county? And again, primary care is fairly good, but all other provider type drops quite a bit. And then when you ask, do you think your provider is willing to participate in the program? Again, primary care is pretty good, but everything else drops. But interestingly, provider is more willing to participate in the program than what they think the providers are there in their county. So we look at the change of a perception from 2006 and 2007, and there is a decreasing perception, so they think it's getting worse. But at the same time, we have to remember that there's more kids in the program than previous year. So a lot of time, that number of insured kids is increasing, but providers not. So that may be a causing why they think access and everything else is decreasing. And just the comparison, the CAL kids and healthy kids, one's comprehensive, one's more basic, we compare their perception of provider capacity, and healthy kids is much, much better. But CAL kids, at least providing basic primary care to the kids equally to the healthy kids, at least the kids is getting most basic needed care. So that we were wondering, okay, the providers reason why they do not want to participate. And as most people can expect, that 27% says low in reimbursement and do not want to participate in government program. But what was alarming was that the 23% of the county says no capacity to accept new children. So that means more kids are enrolling, but providers, even they want to take more kids, there's just not enough of them out there. So our conclusion is increased number of children in low-income families gained access to care, but the lack of a provider is a great concern, and strategy to improve provider capacity are critical, but you know, we don't know how to approach that yet when there are not enough providers there, so we have to figure out a way to increase providers so that the kids can get access. Thank you.